What's up, bitches? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your host, Brandon Lynette. You got some emails from me this weekend. If you are subscribed to my mailing list and you did not receive anything, I need you to go search through your messenger box for Brandon Lynette. And then when you pull them up out of your spam, make sure you put a star by them or a C first so you never lose them. I've got some specials coming up and I don't want you guys to miss the opportunity to get into my next class. It's Microdose Monday. We know that's my favorite day. I hope you had an amazing weekend. Let's get the party started. Because we're going to be talking about some shrooms, I'm going off of the relationship topic just a little bit because the relationship with yourself is going to be the most important relationship you have. And I'm going to be honest because I think this has happened to all of us. Like we start getting, personally, I'm telling you guys, this is my journey. Okay. You start getting really, really close to getting something that you want. And at the last minute, right before you're actually going to get it, it disappears. Or it seems like it disappears, but it's really some form of self-sabotage. And I'm going to tell you guys my secret hack to not self-sabotaging anymore. It's not discipline. I do think discipline is important. And I guess I exercise discipline when I commit to my microdosing schedule. I'm disciplined in that. I know what I feel like when I go off schedule and I know when it's time to come back on. People ask me all the time, do I have to microdose forever? And if you're new here, we're talking about microdosing psilocybin. Yes, that is the magic mushroom. When I talk about microdosing, we take a minuscule amount, a tiny amount that you don't even know, you don't feel anything from it. You just start having these inner gradual changes. And there's a shift inside of me that happens every time I microdose. About an hour later, I feel like just this warm hug. I feel safe. I feel loved. I feel whole. I feel connected. It's an entire, you know, grounding energy that just starts reflecting off of me. And I love it. Okay. So this has been something that has helped me with self-sabotage. There is a lot of scientific shenanigans going on behind the scenes. I'm not going to science geek out on you guys, but it is all about creating new communication paths through your brain. Okay. Because right now we all kind of operate on default mode. And when we start to get close to something that's new, like that new success or just something that we've always wanted, we start getting these feelings that we have for some reason correlated strictly with fear. And then we back off. It is that warning sign that comes on, like we don't know what's going to happen. And we just back off. Well, now I've learned to understand that that is just a response emotion. It just needs its little second. And if you really want to compare emotions, if you think about being excited and being scared and what that feels like in your body, literally the same thing. It's the same thing. It's about the story, the communication that we have ingrained in our brain that this is fear, this is fear, this is fear. And then we just keep, we're operating in default mode. We're like little robots walking around, just reacting, just not being present in the moment. We're living anxiously. We're falling back into depression. We're just going through these cycles and not sure how to get off. And we mess up everything good that's coming to us. It's the automatic failure program. This is what's running in your brain. Okay. Something happened when we were younger and it made a deep impression. And it's the impression that we should fail or we deserve to fail, or we start to believe that we always fail. So it starts to become subconscious. And when you get close to what you want, you can just never get it. And you feel the self-sabotage, but you can't stop it. Like you literally know you're what's getting in your way every single time and you don't know how to stop it. And the only reason you even know you have this failure running is because you see the evidence of the self-sabotage, but you feel like you're doing everything right. It's just not working out the way you wanted. So if you can turn off this automatic program, things start to change. You're not doing this on purpose. And microdosing psilocybin is something that turns off that program for me. Turns it off. I'm not running on default mode. I'm currently present and aware. I'm making decisions here and now. So I'm not having those feelings of depression. I'm not feeling anxious. I'm not trying to control things. I'm able to just kind of be in the moment. My eye was jacked up last week. I posted a picture on Facebook and everybody's like, it's stress, it's stress, it's stress. And it's funny because I was literally in court for my dog. Okay. Like the most bizarre, ridiculous situation. My dog escaped and I picked him up at animal control and paid $75. And I walked out with a ticket to go to court. I go to court today. They're like, hey, you got to pay this or you've got to meet with the judge. And so they look up my ticket. They can't find it. Several people came out. They checked my ID several times. They checked the ticket. They just could not find me in the system. So she's like, you need to call us Monday because we can't find this. I'm like, cool. So I could just take care of this over the phone. And she's like, no, ma'am, you have a misdemeanor, two misdemeanors, actually. So you have to show up in court. I was like, whoa, I'm going to be a criminal because my dog escaped the fence. So it's very bizarre to me, but everyone's like, you're just very stressed. Cause I, you know, was talking about, I was in court and I saw my eyes bleeding. This is probably the least amount of stress I've ever felt in my life. Like, I just have a beautiful perspective. It doesn't make sense that I'm going to end up getting a misdemeanor charge. I mean, there's criminals out there right now, robbing stores, robbing banks, beating up people in the streets, almost to death, sometimes to death. These people are just walking the streets like nothing, but my dog got out and I'm getting a criminal record. It just doesn't make sense. No stress about it. I'm just very confused. So it is just one of those seasons in my life where I just feel very whole, very functional, very together. Stress doesn't exist for anymore. Stress is like when we're trying to control something. Now I'm just kind of like, well, I can't control whether or not they actually find my ticket. I can't control what the outcome is going to be with their decision, but I can control how I react to that. Am I going to stress and freak out? No, because what is the point? Life is short. So I'm enjoying, you know, time with my kids and I'm recording podcasts and I'm doing everything I normally would without just letting this ruin everything. But yeah, my eyes jacked, y'all. I got some mascara or something in it and I must have scratched it and just didn't realize. Which is weird because like I'm the person that is always touching my eyeball, you guys. It's pretty freaking gross, but I do it. I do it to get a reaction out of my husband because he can't stand it, but very weird. I'm less stressed than ever. This is what microdosing psilocybin has done for me. You can stop the program. Therapy itself, talking to a life coach, this stuff doesn't do the trick. Talk therapy can only go so far. You want to bring some science shit in here and turn off this automatic programming in your brain. And that's how you do it. You go from automatic failure to everything is a success. Your perspective changes. And that doesn't mean that you're suddenly going to succeed in everything. It means that your decisions and actions are always going to move you towards that success. You still have to learn along the way. You still got to do the things. But the real secret to ending self-sabotage is turning off that natural programming, turning off the automatic response in your brain. Microdosing is going to do this for you. Every day, everywhere we look, we're bombarded with someone else's idea of perfection, okay? Social media has us drowning in all the things that we need, and I'm throwing air quotes around this, everything we need, everything we should wear. You have to be this way or that way. You have to talk like this. You have to look like this. When is the last time someone told you that you're good? You're just fine. Right now, everywhere you look, there's a dick swinging contest. Like who has the biggest balls or I guess tits, whatever you want to say. Either analogy works for whatever situation fits you personally. Think whoever has the biggest wins, and that's not the truth. There's, you know, I heard a story about this woman who had it all, a loving, devoted husband, great kids, gorgeous house. She had a following. She was adored, respected. Her family loved her. When she was young, she went to a fancy ball. And for the rest of her life, she compared everything to that one night. So from there on out, nothing she ever had was enough. Ever. It was all about this fancy ball, that moment, everything around it. So she was always comparing that. She ends up cheating on her husband, runs them into debt. She's trying to fill this hole in her life that she created. In the end, she sabotaged everything, everything, family, her life, her career, her future, because nothing was good enough for her. And we do that to ourselves because we start thinking negative about all of these things, about ourselves, about our attitudes, about our brains, about our bodies, wanting more things and trying to make ourselves into something or someone that we're not. We are surrounded with all of this perfection on social media. You've got people using filters. You guys, this is why I do not fuck with that stuff. I want you guys to see real. I want you to see that skin is textured, okay? It's not perfect, so that when you look at yourself on camera, you're not thrown off to say, oh my God, my skin doesn't look perfect like so-and-so's skin. Well, that's because they have a filter. We're looking at all this perfect and then we're just not good enough. We see all of these things. We see that perfect romance, okay? I used to compare love to all the perfect romance on TV. That's not real life. We're always looking at that dashing hero that's saving the damsel. Did you guys read Once Upon a Time, Bitches? It's the princess who is the hero because that bitch saved herself. That's it. We're watching these stories unfold where everyone is beautiful, heroic, and perfect. That is fiction. Real life, and don't tell me right now, like, B, I watch reality TV and I see them and this is real. No, bitch. Reality TV is scripted, okay? Your life, that is real. And you need to learn to accept yourself and enjoy the good things you have in your life. That's reality. This is the only way to really love yourself. There are a few areas where you may be comparing yourself to others, okay? I want you to get away from this idea of what's normal for society so you can be on your way to loving yourself for who you are, okay? So let's start with your body, okay? Hollywood is going to say that everyone should be tan, skinny, not even skinny anymore, right? It's everybody wants the, what the fuck do they call that? Ass implants and the big thighs and whatever, all these things, fit, perfect hair, perfect teeth, perfect skin. That's a facade. You can't compare yourself to that imagined picture of beauty. Real beauty comes from inside you. And my beauty really was enhanced for me when I started microdosing 100%. I started to see myself the way that God made me, absolutely perfect. And you guys have stuck with me. You know, I went through this issue where I was struggling to see myself in the mirror and struggling to see myself on camera. I'm coming through that. Like I am full-fledged coming through that experience. And it took practice and it took intentionally finding the things that are beautiful about me. Your beauty comes from inside you. Start writing down the things that you love about yourself. And this matters whether or not you microdose. I still think it's super important that you're doing this. And bitch, if you're overweight and unhappy about it, do something. Do something. Change how you're eating. Get out and walk. Not everyone has to be a supermodel, nor is everyone supposed to be. Okay? It's not a beauty contest. It's just not. What you are on the inside is always going to shine brighter than what you look like on the outside. 1,000%. Okay. Maybe you're stuck in a job you hate. Literally find a new job. There is so much work out there. It blows my fucking mind that anyone would struggle. Because that's it. It's time for you to move on. This misery is aging you and it's not going to help you when it comes to self-sabotage. 100%. Figure out what you love doing and find a way to get paid to do it. It's not easy. It's not going to happen overnight. It may take years for you to set yourself up to be able to do this. But wouldn't that be worth it? And then we have these ads, okay? TikTok shop. Are we fucking kidding right now? That's dangerous. 100%. We're bombarded with ads for stuff, just all this stuff. And it looks amazing. And we think we need that. We think we want more and more things, but do we really? Are we getting these things for ourselves? Do we really want them, need them? Or are we trying to impress people we don't even like? Possessions are not filling that void you have, and it will not provide you with happiness. You have 27 pairs of shoes in your closet right now, and bitch, you're still not fucking happy. Don't tell me that 28th pair is going to do it for you, because it's not. And I've learned to do this. When I start to tell myself, I really, really want this. I really want this. I wait a couple weeks and I'm like, okay, do I still really want to do this? And it always ends up being no. 1000% it ends up being no. You're trying to fill a void. What is it that you're missing? Figure that out. Fill that need. Be honest and realistic with yourself about it. I know what my problem was. And I went straight to the source. I went straight to God. I was trying to find everything in the world to fill this hole. Alcohol, sex, food, everything. It didn't matter. None of that was going to fill the void of what self-love could do. And me connecting with the highest love there was, that agape love, that love of my creator, nothing compares to that. Microdosing has definitely brought me closer to him, even closer than when I, you know, felt I was when I was meditating in a really, really deep meditative state. I've talked about that. I got a little toxic. I feel so much better now in this human experience with that kind of love than I do as this, as like just leaving my body and being on a just spiritual journey in a whole different realm, knowing that God's presence was there, is a very different love. It wasn't a part of that human experience. Yes, someday when my meat suit fails, I love what I have to look forward to. Absolutely. But I chose this human experience just as much as you did. So we embrace the meat suit and we love the meat suit. Okay. We have to start honoring our bodies and feeling good about that. You're missing a void that you could be filling yourself with all of that self-care, with that self-love. How did you feel your body today? What did you eat? What were you drinking? What did you do to move your body to honor it in a way that you're showing respect for what it does for you? Don't sabotage your body because you're on default mode, like you don't feel like you deserve to be healthy. You don't feel like you deserve to look good. I used to do that all the time. I would start losing weight and I'd fucking blow it right away because I was like, no, girl, you don't deserve this. You're not worthy of this. And I would just continue to fill the void with ridiculous, meaningless shit. You have to come to that core center of who you are and you're worthy of love. There is nothing missing. You're not broken. And it doesn't have anything to do with this podcast, but Bible study is starting. Have you guys followed me on Facebook to make sure you are in that group? Because I am very excited that I feel the calling to do this. I think it's going to be a beautiful experience for all of us. And one of my sweetest listeners, like I watch her page. I can tell she's like quiet. She keeps to herself. But she's just like this beautiful human. And I hope that there's a chance that I, you know, end up meeting her down the road and we spend some time together face to face. She's probably young enough to be my kid, but it's fun to watch. She's the cutest. She sent me a video clip to Instagram last week and it was this conversation about when people are asking God for something. It's like you're asking God for peace in your life. And it's not that he just all of a sudden waves a wand and there's peace in your life. He gives you an opportunity to take advantage of the peace that's available. It's the same thing of like asking God for more loving relationships. He presents opportunities for you to choose to be more loving. There's no magic wand that he's going to wave that's going to just fix everything. He gives you opportunities to feel good, to feel loved, to feel safe, to feel whole. Are you taking advantage of those opportunities when they're in front of you? It's like we pray for the cake. Boom, the ingredients have shown up at your door. You've got all the ingredients, but bitch, you've got to make the cake. This is everything in life. You're there. You're in a whole complete ass piece. All the ingredients are inside of you. You just have to start taking advantage of the opportunities that are presented for you to be whole. Is it your relationship? Are you sabotaging your relationship? Or are you loving yourself? If you're in a healthy relationship and you're truly in love for all this time, you're super blessed. In reality, as a relationship goes on for years, it's not a whirlwind romance anymore. You can't always expect your partner to be breathtaking, but are you guys making the effort? I don't give a fuck what you see on TV. Relationship take work. You have to make an effort to make yourself available, to make that relationship feel new and exciting. Take joy in the fact that you have someone who loves you. I wouldn't take for granted that my husband loves me and then just treat him however I want. I'm just going to let myself go and let him fuck off because he just loves me, right? He loves me no matter what. I'm going to do whatever. That's not going to help anything in my life. The more whole I am and the more I focused on that love and the closer to Christ I become, the better I am for him. And I see that because I can see that reflection of love coming right back at me. It's unconditional. We didn't put conditions on there. So why wouldn't I fight for that? Why wouldn't I try? Why wouldn't I make the efforts? I'm not going to sabotage it. Is that what I've always done? Abso-fucking-lutely. But that's the past, you guys. Yesterday, literally, the past, it's over. The past is that. That's the past. It's done. You cannot do anything about it except learn from it. You cannot continue to base your life around a singular event, no matter how great or terrible it was. And here you are on default mode 30 years fucking later. All you can do is remember and learn from it. What can you do different today? Number one, microdose psilocybin. Number two, work on this shit. You cannot let something that happened in the past eat you up and destroy your future. That's it. How can you become better from it? Make the commitment to move forward. I say this all the time because you have to grasp this idea. You have to become that which you need. If I want an incredible partner, I have to be an incredible partner. If I want an incredible friend, I'm going to be an incredible friend. You are who you are. We are meant to be different. That is what makes you special. There is no one in this world who is exactly like you. You are unique. You are amazing. Talk to the people that care about you. Ask them how they see you. Start to see yourself the way they do. This helps you understand why they love you and why you should love yourself. Start being intentional about where your thoughts are. Start being intentional about your habits. If you're not ready to microdose, you can still stop self-sabotage. I feel like it just takes a lot more effort. I literally had the switch flipped in my brain. That's it. It's just like a switch. All of a sudden, I pause and I have time to respond. I'm not reactive anymore. I'm not suddenly just trying to ruin everything I have going for me. I'm losing weight. I'm getting in shape. I'm running a stupid 5K this week, you guys. Holy fuck. Whoever would have thought? I'm doing those things and I'm really fucking proud. I'm not sabotaging these moments anymore. I'm not operating on default mode. I'm fully present and creating new pathways in my brain with new decisions. I'm learning new ways to respond. I'm learning new ways to be. I'm learning what it is to be in the present moment. It's easy to feel the idea of anxiety come. It just is there. Can anyone be anxious? Absolutely. Because y'all are so fucking worried and you're so impatient because we've got all of this immediate shit at our fingertips. You're like, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. I want to hurry up and feel this. I want to hurry up and do this. So you're trying to control these situations when life doesn't move in 30-second increments like fucking TikTok, okay? That's just not how it works. Life is not a microwave mentality. You're playing the long game. So take care of your body now. Take care of your soul now. Take care of your spirit now. This is a marathon. Play the long game. Everything you're doing right now decides what happens to you next year. And if you don't like where the fuck you are right now, you better start doing something different. Because if you keep doing the same things, you know what's really fucking terrifying? More terrifying than all the change, all the working on self-love, all of this. Something scarier is knowing you could possibly be in the same exact spot a year from now. That's fucking terrifying. You deserve better than that. If you want to talk about microdosing, hit me up. I am a middleman. I'm not going to give you my source by any means, but I will make sure you are fully connected to products that I personally love and enjoy and take pride in sharing with other people. Maybe you have your own supply of psilocybin. Okay, make sure you talk to me so I can coach you through the process. I've never had anybody that I ever got psilocybin from actually talk me through the process. Okay. So that's something I never had available to me. That's why I make it available to you. So it's not like, hey, Brandon, I found a weed guy who found a shroom guy and I got some shrooms and he gave me some great instructions. No, those fools are going to be like, eat a bunch and trip balls and have fun. That's what they're going to tell you. I'm going to help you microdose so that you're not getting high. You're not having hallucinations. There is no visual issues. You are still full, whole, and completely you. There is no, you know, any kind of chemical response or reaction. It is, I can't explain it. It makes a lot of difference, but you can't feel it happening. Okay. So let's chat. I'll help you through the process, whether you're getting them from my guy or you're getting them from your own supply. Okay. Make sure you are subscribed to those emails, you guys, and then get into my relationship class, get into my Bible study, and let's start making lasting change in our lives. Let's remember that we chose this human experience and we're about to create the best versions of ourselves. I love you.